Hello, my fellow Lashpreneurs. Welcome to Lessons of a Lashpreneur Live Show, episode 14. Today, we are talking about the top five website flaws and fixes with my special guest, Kaylee Bartlett of Bartlett Content Solutions. She is my go-to web designer. Can you tell people are visiting your website, but they're not booking appointments or they're not becoming clients of yours? We are going to dive into the flaws and fixes that you can make on your website in just a second. But first, let me introduce myself. My name is Tara Walsh. I'm a licensed esthetician, master lash artist, and business coach, consultant, and marketing strategist for lash artists just like you. I coach lash artists from all over the world on how to start, build, and grow a thriving lash business on their own terms. And today we are diving into websites. If something connects with you today, I'd love for you to like, comment, subscribe, or share this with a lash artist or two who you think would benefit from this information. Allow me to introduce Kaylee, my go-to web chick, because I am not an expert and she is. Kaylee, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Kaylee, and I have been a website designer and developer through my business for about 3 years now. I work with small to medium-sized businesses to give them a strategic website that will convert their clients into to convert their clients into what they want them to do on their site. A lot of times you see people have really pretty sites, but they don't do the work that it needs. So that's my job.
Preach it, sister. Yes, it is nice to have a pretty website, but if it doesn't function to draw you money or clients into your business, it's just a pretty picture that lives online. So glad you touched on that. So today we are diving into the five mistakes that both Kaylee notices from a web developer and designer perspective, as well as I take the approach of looking at it from a client perspective. We're touching on the flaws and mistakes that we see that are common, not just to lash artists, not just to beauty professionals, but small businesses in general, because for the most part, when people are starting out their business, they know that they need a website, but they try to DIY it, right? They just watch a bunch of YouTube tutorials, kind of do the degree by YouTube, where it's just point and click and trying to get it up there. And so we're going to go into those flaws today and some strategies on how to implement the fixes so that you can improve how your website converts people off of your website into your business. So Kaylee, go ahead and touch on flaw number one.
So this is probably the biggest flaw that every single website designer is going to be frustrated with, and this is going to be a lack of white space. With DIY websites, you normally see all of the content crunched together, or all of the content that people could possibly put on their homepage on their homepage.
And that yard sale-itis, right? It's like, buy now, book now, over here, learn more.
Yeah, and so what ends up happening is that your clients that are visiting your site are getting confused and overwhelmed with all of the choices. And so a lot of times they don't take away what they really need to take away in order to book an appointment with you.
Okay, so how do we fix that?
So the biggest thing that I would say is making sure that you're adding space in between your content. So if you have images, don't put your text right underneath it, squashed together, and also making sure that you're making good decisions on what actually needs to be on your homepage. If you're on Yelp and Facebook and all these other places, you don't need to have feeds from every single one of these on your homepage. You don't need to have all of the content from your business website on that homepage. It should be just the basic information in order to get them to move further into your site to learn more.
Right. The homepage, I take the approach that the homepage is the first date, right? It's the first impression, and you need to be very strategic in the information that you're presenting so that they feel like they're in the right place for it. And my brain is not on top of it today. So if I have a lot of pauses, I apologize. Creating white space. So creating that breathing room, and especially for mobile, right? Most people are looking at their websites on mobile. So you need to make sure that you're not endlessly scrolling. And as well as, like you mentioned, with the having the your Instagram feed kind of populate in there and your Facebook feed and showing all that, most likely your traffic coming to your website is from those channels to begin with. So it almost seems redundant to have that same imagery that they just came from on your homepage as well.
Yeah, you know, unless you have a super rock solid SEO strategy, the majority of your people are gonna be coming from your social media channels. So if you wanna add it, the about page would be great, but on the homepage, there's really no point.
Excellent, all right, let's move into flaw number two.
So the second biggest one that we see a lot is no images and all text. I'm sure that you've gotten to a site at some point in time where you load it and you're just hit with a brick wall of text. And it's so much that you can't consume it, nor do you want to. And so breaking up your text with images is really important. However, there is a downside to this flaw, and that is the opposite, where you have only images and no text at all. So creating a balance between those two is important.
Right. I generally teach on a 70% versus 30%. So 70% images, especially because we're a very visually driven industry, versus 30% text, and make that text matter. Don't put fluff in there. Don't put, you know, luxury, high-end quality stuff. Like, relate it to what a client comes to your website looking for. Because if you put this generic fluffy stuff on there that doesn't differentiate you from your competition, you're wasting precious real estate, which is, you know, your homepage.
Yeah, if people are reading that, that's not good.
Yeah. And I tend to take the approach of more stock imagery on your homepage. You can have a gallery page where it's, you know, your own personal lash photos, or where they're a little less professional looking. But on your homepage, I highly recommend, if you don't have professional photography taken of your lash studio or your lash work, that stock imagery is absolutely fine. And if you look at most businesses, they either have hired someone on to take professional photos of their products and their services, or it's stock imagery, and it's okay. It's not false advertising. It's just putting your best foot forward. All right.
Most people use stock photos, so that's a good choice.
Yeah. All right. Flaw number three.
I think the one here to touch on is definitely making your site about you versus about how you're going to help your ideal client. Talking all about how your business came to form and why you're doing this, and all about, you know, your personal background, doesn't really help the client connect with you. And so when they don't connect with you, they have a hard time buying from you.
Right. Because they can't put you. There's a way to position yourself as somebody that an ideal client can connect with, but that's more appropriate on the About Me page rather than force feeding them why you were the high school cheerleader and you were so lost before you found lashes and you're certified in 12 different things that they don't understand. I agree.
Yeah. So for somebody like me, I've never gotten my lashes done. If I landed on a homepage that was all about certifications or other things like that, that's not really what I want to know. I want to know if it's, you know, going to last and other things like that. So putting yourself right in the shoes of your ideal client is really important.
And their knowledge level. So like you said, you may be just coming to look like, do lashes hurt? Because you're gluing stuff to my eye. I have no idea. Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Perfect. So again, as far as a fix, if I'm understanding it, it's keeping the About Me stuff on the About Me page, not overloading text on the homepage, especially if it's about you as the lash artist or you as the business owner. Make it relevant to what your client came searching for so that they don't think that they're in the wrong place and go off of your website.
Absolutely. Having just basic information about lashes and then more links to find out more information would be more effective than, you know, your personal bio.
Exactly. All right, let's talk about flaw number four.
So flaw number four is probably my biggest thing. It's the above the fold design. So the fold of a website is actually going to be the very first page that they land on before they're able to scroll down. Okay. So when they land on your site, the very first thing they see before they scroll should tell them what you do and who you do it for and why they should care. If your above the fold design doesn't answer those questions, it's really likely that you're going to suffer from a high bounce rate. People who come there and they're like, yep, nope, and then they leave. You can see this really well on Tara's site, thelashpreneur.com. You know, the very first thing you see is start, build, grow your lash business, right? That's what you do. That's who you help. So that's going to be really important to make sure that that's there.
Yep, I agree. And in my coaching, I talk about putting your USP, so your unique selling point, as one of the first things they see on the website. I guess now I know what that's called. It's called above the fold. Look at me, I'm super techie now. And it's making sure that if somebody is comparing you versus your competition, that you are telling them what's unique about you, and to let them know that there's more to decide on choosing a lash artist besides price. If you, and this is a chronic flaw I see on most lash artists' website, is that they put their pricing on the homepage because they think, well, people are coming to my website to find out my price. Yes, but we know as lash artists and as service providers, there's more to consider in choosing a lash artist besides your price point. And if you are showing them that information, that's all they're going to base their decision off of. Whereas if you have the first thing that they see, what makes you unique and what makes you different than Joe Schmo lash artist down the street or somebody who is very inexpensive and doing poor quality work, then you start to open their eyes that there's more to consider in choosing a lash artist aside from price, and your homepage and above the fold is going to start guiding them on that journey so that they can make an informed decision rather than just comparing apples to apples and choosing the cheaper apple.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to choose the cheaper apple.
I want a nice shiny
glue apple by my eyeball. I don't want that.
Right, so you want a specialist. All right, let's touch on the last flaw we'll go over today.
So the last flaw is going to be unclear branding. And I know that this is about websites, but branding is really, really important. So if your branding isn't targeting the right type of consumer, or your branding is super inconsistent, you know, lots of different types of text, lots of different colors that don't really mesh together, your logo doesn't match, it's going to be really hard for them to see you as professional. So if you're suffering from unclear branding, sitting down and making, you know, a list of all of your color combinations that work really well together, no more than 5. All of your typographical changes, no more than 2 fonts on your entire site, please. And making sure that those all match when you're doing your website. That's important.
Right. And that is the same thing for social media and creating images as well. When I started to up level my social media to have it be more curated and coordinated, I took the brand colors that I have, and I have 2 main pops of color, like the mint color and the hot pink. And then I use white and kind of a charcoal color to, again, create that white space in the breathing room. And that is then reflected on my website. So if somebody's looking at my social media page and then they go to my website to find out more, it's consistent every time they have a touch with my business so that they know they're in the right place. It comes across professional. If in my lash studio, I had pink stripes was kind of my branding. And so I had pink striped walls in my lash space. It was on my website. It was on my business card. So it just kind of kept this even tone to give a really professional presence. And it doesn't have to cost a lot, right? You're just using the same colors. You're using the same text. And it helps to simplify your website too, so that it doesn't, again, get that yard sale DIY feel to it, that you only have to pick 1 font here and then an accent font here, or 1 pop of color here, and keep the whole overall feel of the website white, but with these pops of colors for visual interest.
Absolutely. And it's really not hard. And you know, again, when you're looking at a website, most designers require you to have a brand style guide even before they start on your website. This isn't something that, you know, plagues just DIY designs. This can plague professional designs if, you know, there is no brand. There's a lot of cheap ways to get a brand if you don't have one. You know, Etsy has pre-made designs. You can work with a designer, or you can DIY it. There's a lot of resources on Pinterest too.
Agreed. Well, Kaylee, thank you so much for joining me today. If you guys want Kaylee to audit your website, she does offer website auditing services as well as custom websites. She did do the Lashpreneur website, and I kind of love the style of it, if I'm being completely transparent. So this website audit includes SEO, layout and design, content, and keyword saturation, and she will give you an action guide to go along with that to help fix any website errors that she sees, and there will also be a 30-minute Q&A session along with that. Now, that normally costs $150, but Kaylee has agreed to do a Lashpreneur special discount for you for $98, and that's US. So if you want to book that website audit with Kaylee and get her perspective on how you can improve your website to really function as a marketing tool in your business to convert website visitors into clients, head on over to thelashpreneur.com/resources and click on Kaylee Bartlett's link and schedule a website audit with her. She does also offer website full website customization offers. And if you don't have a website yet and you're not quite ready to invest in a designer, we do have a DIY website course that Kaylee and I have collaborated on that we will be releasing soon. So stay tuned for that. Keely, thank you so much for joining me. Everyone, please join me next week as I dive into my perspective on SEO and showing up on the first page of Google. My take on SEO might just surprise you. So thank you, Kaylee. Everyone, have a good one.